2 years ago, when my niece Maggie was celebrating her 11th birthday and just before she was going to go into fifth grade, we decided to celebrate her birthday by going to the Wisconsin Dells. So she, along with her two brothers and her parents and I, were going to make the trip to Wisconsin Dells. The first day, though, it was just Maggie, myself, and one of her brothers. My brother, sister-in-law, and the other brother were coming later that day. So that first morning, we got up and we got on the shuttle that was going to take us to the water park. And I said to Maggie, I said, Maggie, are you ready for this? And she said, I am so excited. This is going to be the best ever. She said, you know, this is one of the things on my bucket list. And I sat there and I said, this is an 11-year-old, a fifth grader, and she's got a bucket list already. But then I said to myself, you know, Maggie, keep up that enjoyment, keep up that excitement, keep up that joy in your life. Look at things in this way for as long as you can. And the story came back to me because, as I mentioned in the beginning, this is a Sunday that in Advent we call rejoice. And yet it was also the words that came in the first reading that kind of pulled me back to that story about Maggie. Because in the first two readings, there were these words: shout for joy. Be glad and exult with all your heart. Rejoice in the Lord always. For me, that moment on the bus that day with Maggie and her brother were exactly that. There were moments that I felt of joy, of rejoicing, and that there was good things that happened that day. And as we go through the year, I realize that there's moments in our life in which there are those difficulties and those struggles and those pains. And yet, in all of that year, there are also those moments of delight. There are those moments to savor the blessings. There are those moments and times of joy in our life, just as it was for me that day on the bus with Maggie and those words that she shared with me. And those moments and times in our life, I believe, tell us about what it is that we heard in the scripture. The Lord is in our midst. He's in our midst at those moments and times. And the Lord does rejoice over us and with us. And it's those moments and times in our life, as the scripture says, that we are renewed in the love that others have for us, that we have, and that God has for us. It is also, though, that you and I have the opportunities to bring joy into other people's lives. And especially during this season of the year, there are so many ways that we do that. Not only for our own families, but we go beyond our own families. As you well know, we have the Giving Tree Project that we just finished. But there are some things that you choose to do outside of that in your own way to bring joy into other people's lives that maybe wouldn't have what it is that is given to them by you. But there's also, I believe, an answer that we have to the question that was asked three times in the gospel. What should you do? What should you do? And I believe the second reading gives us some of the answers to that. What should you do? Be people of kindness. Be people of kindness in a very simple way. Smile at someone. Lend a helping hand. Share words of kindness. What should we do? Be people of prayer. Pray for the people who have asked us to pray for them, or sometimes for the people we don't know. Be a person of peacefulness as we live our lives with one another. What should we do? Well, in all of those things, I believe that our hearts and minds can surround people with the presence and the understanding of a God who is with them. And what should we do? Well, John the Baptist gives us one of the answers. We might share a coat. We might share a new pair of mittens, a stocking hat, a scarf with those who live in the cold. Or we might just simply share time now and then with that person that maybe we're not always attentive to and spending time with. It is these ways, I believe, that what you and I do fulfill what it is that the scriptures say today. We help people to know that the Lord's in their midst. We can renew their life and their love by how it is we are with them. And we can help them in some small way to rejoice and find some joy in their life. But also remember this, that the Lord speaks to you and to me directly in the scriptures today. These words are what the Lord is saying right to you, right to me. The Lord will rejoice over you with gladness. The Lord will renew you in the Lord's love. The Lord will sing joyfully because of you. The Lord is saying that to each one of us. So something that you might think about doing practically this next week. Take an index card, a piece of paper, take your laptop, take your cell phone. Write the numbers 1 to 5. And as you go through your day, when you have that moment of a delight, savoring a blessing, of a joy in your life, write it down. And then at the end of the day, use that as a prayer of gratitude for those 5 joys, delights, blessing in your life. And now the question of the week. For those of you who are visitors, over the last 4 years, we have filled our crib with our straw. And the way that we have been doing that is we are responding to one of the questions and writing it on the small pieces of paper. So what I'm going to ask us to do is to take those baskets and pencils, pass them down, take a piece of straw, paper, and a pencil, share the pencils if you need to, and I'll give you the question in a moment. And then we bring those forward and place them in our crib for those of you who are visitors.